If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I am so excited to dig into this episode today with you. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with us to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's do this. Why don't you have the success that you want and the customers that you need? Have you ever asked yourself this question? I can only imagine if you're listening to this podcast, the title really grabbed you. So you may not have asked this question out loud. However, it's probably ruminated through your brain, or it could be something that you've asked someone else as if it was outside of your control. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know I have several catchphrases. Choice is a powerful thing. Suffering's always optional. Is your ask too small and is your butt too big? The itty bitty shitty committee. And then, of course, how we do some things is how we do everything, and how we do the little things is how we do the big things. Every one of these catchphrases is relevant to why you don't have the success that you want and the customers that you need. If you've been listening to this show for as long as it's been in production, this is like a culmination of a multitude of episodes. That itty-bitty shitty committee, the voice in your head, the bully in your brain, the ants that continually march in formation through your brain, kind of like an unwelcomed guest in a picnic, or a squatter, a renter who doesn't pay rent. That itty-bitty shitty committee, that voice in your head, it's filled with frustrations and limitations, agitations. You are programmed for success. And what's happened is anything and everything that should have been done and could have been done was ignored. And just like a child, when you ignore a child's requests and presence long enough, they do one of two things. They shut down or they act up. That's what happens to us when we stop listening to that voice in our head that can move us forward. It's what happens when we hold ourselves back. And then you get to where you're at today, to where you don't have the success that you want. You don't have the success that you need. You're not closing your ideal future prospective clients, and you're continually comparing yourself to your competition. I know right now you're saying, no shit, Sherlock, that's why I'm listening to this show. So reality is this, that moves us to the next catchphrase. That next catchphrase is how you do some things is how you do everything. How you do the little things is how you do the big things. What I invite you to do is take a look at your day-to-day. Take a look at your week-to-week, your month-to-month, your quarter-to-quarter, your year-to-year. Do you plan your success, or truly are you failing to plan, which means that you're planning to fail? One of the common denominators that I find in people who aren't moving at the speed that they need or want is that they either don't have goals, or their goals are too ambiguous, or their goals are really just tasks, or their goals are out of alignment with what it is they really dream of, desire, and believe they deserve. It's out of alignment of their value system. What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you want to do? Are your rituals, are your routines in alignment with what it is you really want to achieve, what it is you really want to do? Is what you do on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, an annual basis, is it in alignment with your dreams and your desires? Is it in alignment with what it is you believe that you desire and deserve? Now, my other question for you is, those rituals, those routines, those actions that you know can and will propel the trajectory of your success and make it inevitable to attract your ideal future prospective clients. How many of those actions, how many of those activities do you avoid? You know, scheduling, time blocking, planning, however it is you call it, is an Achilles heel for most. Most people will schedule appointments, will schedule meetings. However, they avoid scheduling the actions, the productivity, the activities necessary to move their success, to move their goals, to move their dreams forward. And if they do schedule it, it becomes a negotiable for them. And they avoid it. You avoid it. You don't even get curious as to why you schedule the same task on a continual basis and avoid doing it. And then that itty bitty shitty committee fills it with an excuse. It fills it with a reason. It justifies why you aren't moving forward, why you didn't do it. How can your goals and dreams, your desires, be negotiable? What types of boundaries do you put around what it is you want to achieve? Which then leads us to the other catchphrase, choice is a powerful thing and suffering's always optional. Sometimes people choose, sometimes you choose to stay busy instead of productive. Most times, if you don't have the success that you need, want, and desire, if you don't have the success that you've always dreamed of, if your business isn't at the level that you set out for it to be, if you're constantly comparing yourself to your competition and convincing yourself that they're better than you are, It's because you haven't owned the fact that you made choices to keep yourself busy and avoid the activities, the actions, and the productivity that would have moved you forward. A lot of times, the things that we get to do, the things that we need to do, are the things that make us the most uncomfortable. Yet, you fail to realize that you're uncomfortable not having the life, the business, and the success that you need, want, and desire. So what you're truly choosing is which level of discomfort you're going to embrace. Here's my invitation to you. I want you to get hyper aware, vigilant aware of the itty bitty shitty committee, the limitations, the fits, the tantrums that your internal voice, that bully on the brain, is continually throwing. Next, I want you to take a look at your schedule, your planning, your goals. See if what it is, your routines, your schedules, your rituals, are they in alignment with what it is you claim you want to achieve? Then I want you to get hyper-vigilant aware of what it is you avoid. What it is you half-ass. What it is you ignore, make excuses for, do, barely do, start, then stop. No matter how small it is. Because remember, how you do the little things is how you do the big things, and how you do some things is how you do everything. And as you start really focusing and honing in and getting really real with yourself about the busyness versus the productivity, the busyness versus the productive activity, the avoidance strategies, the sabotage strategies, I then want you to get hypervigilant about the awareness of the choices that you are making, consciously or unconsciously, or not making, consciously or unconsciously, that are creating today's reality. Every choice and decision you made yesterday created your today, and every choice and decision you make today is creating your tomorrow. And lack of action is a choice. Lack of action is a decision. That's my invitation to you. Dig deep. Get real. Success is simple. And it can happen in a second. And it's the second you choose to allow yourself to be different. Self-evaluation is how we start. Now, you've heard me say a multitude of times, when we're part of the problem, we'll never be part of the solution. Let's apply that to self. When you're part of your problem, you can never be part of your solution. That means you get to get real in the equation of you moving forward. You want different results, you get to do things differently. If you don't have a coach, get a coach. I'm completely unattached to who that is. Make sure it's the right one. Because the only way you're ever going to get out of your way, to get on your way and have your way, is to remove your number one obstacle and problem, and that's you. More eyes on obstacles, more eyes on problems, more people holding you accountable, being your beacon, helping you map out your success and staying on track, is how your tomorrows become your todays. My last invitation to you is, ask yourself this last question. Do I dream of the life that I want to live, or am I living the life that I've always dreamed of? Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you and for you. I would love for you to do three things right now. First, I'd love for you to head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I'd love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. Let's hop over to Instagram, follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And second, I'd love to chat with you and get feedback on the episodes and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make these episodes more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.